A partial federal government shutdown is now in its second day. Republicans and Democrats still can't agree on an emergency spending bill that Republicans want to tie to defunding or delaying parts of the Affordable Care Act. This is the first federal shutdown in 17 years. Jack, how do you think it's going to affect Michiganders?
Depends on how long it goes, Christina. John Nixon, the state budget director, probably knows more about this than anyone. He says that we're probably all right for a few days, but if it goes 2 weeks, people will start feeling real pain. And if it goes a month, the state will be in real difficulty. A lot of workers will be furloughed, and perhaps more urgently, a lot of low-income people who need help from the government, people who are on temporary assistance to needy families and food assistance program, that money may not be there for them.
The Affordable Care Act is not immediately affected by the shutdown. Yesterday was the first day people could sign up for health insurance via online exchanges. There were some hiccups. What happened?
Well, there are computer glitches and servers taking a long time to respond. I don't think it's much different than when sometimes big department chains have big sales. So it looked to me like it was mainly temporary computer glitches kinds of things. Millions of people were expressing interest in signing up or getting more information about the Affordable Care Act. It's sort of ironic that at a time when Republicans are trying to end this or close it down, there are clearly millions and millions of people who are very interested in taking part. And polls show that, last poll I saw said that 56% of people did not want this repealed. So we have kind of a cognitive dissonance going on between the people and the politicians.
And let's move to Detroit now. After there was drama between Detroit City Council and the governor a few months ago about the state taking over Belle Isle, it looks like the state is going to step in after all. Tell us about the newest proposal to fund the island.
Well, that's right. Actually, it's more than a proposal. The state and the city have signed a lease for the state. Essentially, Belle Isle will become a state park. It'll be run like a state park. The state will pump immediately $10 million into it. Everybody will still have free access to Belle Isle. You'll have to have a state park sticker on your driver's license or pay $10, I think, to get in. Otherwise, you can walk or take a bus there, but if you want to drive and park your car on the island, once this takes effect, which I think will be about 90 days, but it'll save the city of Detroit some money, a few millions that they were spending on inadequately maintaining the park. Plus, they had 22 policemen devoted to this park, which is almost 1,000 acres large, and those policemen certainly can be used elsewhere. Now, there's still some recalcitrants on the Detroit City Council. I'm going to talk about that at 1:30 today, who think it's a terrible idea. But while there is a mechanism by which it could be blocked, it's sort of unlikely at this point. Again, the city is under an emergency manager, and this has sort of been long anticipated that Kevin Orr and Governor Snyder would do this, and now they've done it.
Will Detroiters go for it?
Well, I think Detroiters, a large fraction of them, certainly Mayor Dave Bing thinks it's a good idea. When they see that the park is still there and still available and has, you know, the restrooms are fixed and in working order and the grass is cut and things are better, I would think a lot of people would like that. They might not like paying the $10 to get on the island, and I'm not convinced that that won't be renegotiated away for city residents at some point as part of this, but nobody's talking about either blocking the island to people or towing the island away as if that were possible.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.